Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. When Pauly Scattergood and James Chapman made their On Dead Waves debut, they recorded in James's home in Hampton, outside of London. But interviewing them now via Skype, only James is in England, Pauly is in Spain, under a blanket.
If you could see the studio that I'm recording from now, it's hilarious. I've cocooned myself underneath like a blanket with pillows and a condenser microphone. I'm in a little house at the foot of a volcano. I'm basically on an island called Fuerteventura. Sometimes London can get quite full on, so I escaped and came to the beach, just enjoying the sunshine.
There's a lot of sunshine on their debut as On Dead Waves. It's just sunshine filtered through smoke-filled bar rooms and dust trails spewed out by a car traveling into the west.
We both have that love of that kind of American deserted highway at midnight kind of vibe, and I think we followed it in a lot of the songs.
I walk to the bar in the back of the room, staring at the strangers, but they leave so soon. I tried hard to be something more than I am, but I still ain't going nowhere in this old tin can. And my Mr. Jones, he said, follow your heart. When everything is hopeless, find some peace.
With On Dead Waves, Pauly Scattergood and James Chapman have created a masterpiece of Western noir. It's a long way from the music they make on their own. James records as Maps, and his music is driving electropop. On her records, Pauly Scattergood is a moody but energetic pop chanteuse. But as On Dead Waves, their sound is organic and their singing is hushed, like they've just smoked four packs of cigarettes and downed a bottle of whiskey each and have an arm draped around you while they whisper in your ear.
Do you know what? It was really strange because the first time that I did a vocal with James, I was sitting in the chair. But normally when I've recorded stuff before, it's been like standing in a vocal booth and like doing a take. But with this album, I didn't stand up for the take. I just kind of sat there and whispered. You know, it was kind of a very free-flowing process, and the same for James. We just kind of did, it was very natural.
Round the corner where the words are tender and the music plays from a back street window, I heard songs.
Both musicians are children of Britpop and shoegaze, but they take that sound west as On Dead Waves. It's an album that evokes tumbleweed expanses, highway nights, and dark dive bars. Depictions of America in film and art shaped much of their music.
We both like David Lynch. The movie Paris, Texas is quite a big one.
But then James sent me a postcard, which was an Edward Hopper postcard. Yeah, I just remember thinking, yeah, that's a really beautiful image that would be nice to sort of have in mind when writing.
Hopper's images of mid-20th century urban America and rural landscapes can be heard in much of their sound. But there's also a sense of foreboding with songs of loss and obsession. Their lyrics seem to come from the desperate edges of addiction. I think a lot of people often use drugs and addiction as a metaphor for love, but it seems like a lot of these songs are actually about drugs and addiction.
I don't think specifically.
Well, James, that long hesitation when I asked you that question seemed to tell me that I was actually on track here. Am I wrong?
To be honest, I think we've both, you know, we've both lived life and had experiences and, you know, some negative, some positive.
The song Dead Balloons in particular is rife with narcotic imagery, talking about burnt reflections on a spoon and vessels from my body puncture veins until they bruise.
Yeah, that's one of the darker ones on the album for sure.
Even the liveliest songs by On Dead Waves have a dark undertow to them. The song called California is bristling with its namesake's 60s vibes, but their California is different.
The reason actually that we wrote about California was there's a place in England called California, which is like a holiday park in the south of England. It's somewhere that I used to go to when I was growing up. It's got this really interesting kind of ironic vibe to it. it's like an old English seaside holiday park resort, but as you approach it, it's got these big signs saying California, and in my head as a child, California was always this kind of wild, wonderful place, but it was not the California that I knew, if that makes sense.
It's poorly named.
Just to add to the layers of that song, the video for California is based on the movie Boogie Nights, which was set in the 1970s pornography industry of Los Angeles. Debut album by On Dead Waves ends with what they feel is a song of happiness and optimism, despite its title, Winter's Child.
Winter's Child is really about finding peace and acceptance and coming to terms with sometimes letting things go. The lyric talks about burying things under dead waves, and it's about letting things wash away. We wanted the song to remain positive and be powerful, with the focus on looking forward, not backward.
It's quite euphoric as well. I think we wanted it to be a real uplifting end to the album.
Euphoria is a relative term with On Dead Waves. Polly Scattergood and James Chapman have created an album for Last Call at a bar that serves lysergic gin cocktails. It's an audio on the road for the 21st century. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.